kitchens together. I've got some real estate here in my bag. So we bought a pack of cigarettes and Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked off to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette. I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one an hour ago. So I looked at the scenery. She read the magazine. I'm lost. Oh, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty, I'm aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Artie Kornfeld.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the spirit, and I hope you have the spirit tonight. I have a spirit, you know. I just heard the results from Illinois, and actually, Mr. Romney came in ahead of Mr. Santorum, and it's sort of down to the guy who has everything and lets you know I have everything and you have nothing, to the guy who fought his way to being president. So whatever you decide to do, you do, but... I'd love to see these debates, because when it comes to IQ, there's an IQ and there's an I don't have any. So let's just see what happens. Why did I open with Bert Summer always, they all come to look for America? Because I did that song, I cut it before Woodstock and put it out after Woodstock. And it seemed when I cut it that it was sort of a precursor to Woodstock. So anyway... if it wasn't for politics and it was in the movie, because it did get the only standing ovation, you know, Bert Summer would be probably be alive, who knows, and, you know, would be a household name. Anyway, thank you so much, Paul Simon, for writing that song, because in my opinion, Paul Simon is one of the best writers we've produced. So congratulations, all you people with great taste, and all you new musicians on the way up that are learning now to write great songs, too. And you're getting there, boy. You really are. So tonight, great guest, Rebecca Culhane. Great trip, great ride, great gal, you know. Pretty cool, if you get my drift, you know. And really good stuff. So why don't we just listen to one of Rebecca's songs called Right Away, And we'll get Rebecca and we'll just spend the night together.
Let's get out of here. I know you're tired of feeling this way. It's a nightmare every day, every night, and you're hurting inside. It's the same old thing, just another restless night. And I know you wanna come with me, just get away. I'm decided, so lonely, desperate. You were throwing punches and nobody's watching. Everybody just looks the other way.
Jump into the car and we're not coming back. Drive into the dark, we'll leave no tracks.
And you still wanna cry, stiffen up that upper lip. I am here on your side. Just remember good and bad, sickness and sorrow. It's a battle, I know, but we're gonna pull through this. Never alone, don't lose hope, darling, have faith. Always it'll get you through every new day. Chin up to our brighter skies. It'll get better, hold on, you're gonna get by.
Jump into the car and we're not coming back. Drive into the dark, we'll leave no track. No worries, it'll be okay, so ride far away with me.
Wow, nice of you to jump in here with Rebecca and myself, Rebecca Cohane. Rebecca, what's the name of your album, by the way?
Hi, my album is called North of Normal. It's on iTunes right now, so you can go check it out.
Yeah, you're really good. Well, I've checked that. You know, seven songs. It's really good. You know,
thank you very much.
That's why you're here, because you know what? It's a night. It's a night that we need really good music. You know, and it's good music. Where did Right Away come from? Let me ask you something. When did this trip hit you that instead of being a librarian, you were going to be or work in the McDonald's, you were a songwriter and a producer?
Well, when I was about 20, I guess, I got a keyboard and I just started messing around with it and writing some music, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop writing and singing, and I'm passionate about it. It's all I want to do. So,
yeah. Once it bites you, it's got you. I mean, once it bit me, it was life. It's for life, you know. I mean,
yeah.
if you're really into it, you know, and you really mean what you're doing, it has nothing to do with money. It's just you are caught up in having to get people to think a different way or share feelings with you or share their feelings. It's just your bit, and that's a lifetime.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
When did you decide to put this project together, or had you been working on it for a while?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I started working on it a few years ago, and my first song was Memory. You'll hear that later tonight. And I was so happy with the way I was evolving as a musician that I just kept wanting to learn more and write more. And so I kind of kept going, and over the course of a year, I wrote it, and the next year I recorded it, and here we are.
Yeah, right, and there you are in the Dakotas.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm from Mitchell, South Dakota. Yep.
That's funny, and I'm one of the few people in the world that has been there, right?
Yeah, of course.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me, you know, Rapid City, and I said, oh, my God. Then I told you, I lost my wallet, right?
Right, yep. Yeah. I love it.
When you were Right Away, what was in your head?
I guess Right Away is about the fact that, you know, not everyone is going to agree with every decision you make in your life, and there can be a ton of pressure and different opinions involved, and when things get a little rocky, I think it's important to just get away from it all and stay positive and stick to your guns and just know that everything will eventually be okay.
Yeah, yeah, and it is eventually okay. It takes. Well, what are you now? You're 73, right?
Yeah.
And you'll be 74 September 14th, right?
Mm-hmm, of course.
I know. You're a youngin'.
You
know. I am. I'm one of the guys that you see in the old westerns and say, I know him.
No.
Yeah, I was in the first Clint Eastwood. I played a horse.
Oh.
It was my first acting job until the Woodstock movie. Then I was an actor in that one. So the music came around, and you obviously hooked up with musicians that you like working with.
Right.
Yeah. Where'd you cut this?
I worked with Sad Sun Studios out of Lincoln, Nebraska. So it was about a 5-hour drive for me every time I went to record, but it was worth it. I think we pulled it together, and it felt right.
Yeah. Well, you know, from what I've heard, and, you know, it was definitely worth it because I was thinking about it, and in 3 years, I think I've only had May Pang doesn't count because I was really talking and just some John Lennon music, and you know, just I think you except for Melanie and you know, Little Heidi, and I don't know, I don't think I've had, for some reason it's been very male slanted, you know.
Yeah,
it's really good to, you know, hear it from a female. You know, from a vibrant woman side of what's happening.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, what is happening in the world? What do you think is happening right now? Are you happy with what's happening?
I'm doing okay. I think so. What do you think?
I don't know, except for the danger of losing America. To me, you know, maybe other people feel differently. No, I'm very positive. You know, I think we're going to turn the corner, and America is going to be what it was. And
right.
I really think that music's going to come back because they're going to change the laws that stop people like me getting played on radio. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because on this show, you're actually hitting what about 15 stations are hitting tonight, you know, in big cities. You know, and
right.
that's why the show's important, to give people like you that should be on radio, you know, a chance.
Thank you.
So, song about you. Where did that come from? Where'd that come from?
The song about you, song about you is a song about kind of moving on. I think it's really about realizing that it's time to bury the hatchet and just let it be, learn from whatever relationship and, you know, learn from what you've been through and then just move on.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it's funny because I get different meaning out of it, but that's what's good about a song like this. Everybody can have their own meaning. You know, by the way, it's great because, you know, I just spent, 2 weeks with my sister and my brother-in-law, which we haven't done basically in our whole lives, and with Caroline. It was really wonderful to, reunite all over again, you know. So,
yeah.
So it's
been, awesome.
Yeah, so why don't we just dedicate it to my family and the love we all have for each other out there. And those who do have this spirit of music and hopefully peace through music, then what's your song about you?
Something on my mind. It's been sitting there so restless for an extremely long time. 'Cause you, my friend, are no longer a faint concern of mine. As I decided recently, I made up my mind. I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song about you ever again. No, I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song. I'm just gonna smile cause you're finally gone. Feels so much better. Never, ever, ever feel that way again. Cause I'm over this. And I'm over you. I'm so over it. Recently I've had some small concerns for your well-being after hearing all these unexpected words. But cross my heart and hope to die, I mean no harm, baby, that's no lie. Yeah, you had me really confused, that's a fact. Cause we meant nothing at all, take that. Cause I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song about you ever again. No, I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song. Cause you're finally gone, feels so much better. Never, ever, ever feel that way again. Cause I'm over this, and I'm over you. I'm so over it. Don't you forget it, follow along. No, I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song. And I really, truly know this is for the best. For you and I, and I really think it's time to move on from this. Long overdue, but I got it figured out. It's a sure thing, honey, without a doubt. Now I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song about you ever again. No, I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song. I'm just gonna smile cause you're finally gone. Feel so much better. Never, ever, ever feel that way again. Cause I'm and I'm over you, I'm so over it. Don't you forget it, follow along. No, I'm not gonna write another sad, sad song.
The spirit of the Woodstock Nation, which really just means the spirit that we're happy to be alive no matter what we're facing, and that we'll hang together and that we will win. Don't you think so, Rebecca?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have something that the other side does not have. We have music, you know.
Yes,
not
sir.
Not just music about NASCAR races, not that I'm against NASCAR races, but music about what people are really feeling. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think we can get more of a reading than all these Gallup polls about what's happening in the country from the music that's happening, you know.
And I agree.
Yeah, it's almost like split up like the Civil War, and I just hope we all come together because, you know, yeah, after watching what I was watching on TV, it got me very hopeful and very, you know, we really got to get off our behinds and really, you know, even if you send $10, you know, to help someone's campaign, you know,
yeah.
I don't like the guys who can reach into their pocket and come out with $100 million and say it's.
I hear you. That's no good.
You know, so. What about outstanding? What is the instrument that you like playing?
I play a little bit of guitar and I play a little piano. And actually, I wrote outstanding before I could play guitar, so I just was kind of strumming on one string, and it was one of those songs that just kind of poured out of me over the course of 15 minutes. And yeah, it's probably one of my favorites. I'm kind of proud of that one. And it's actually, it's about the disbelief and the awe you feel when someone is so, just so incredible, to the point that it's hard to understand how they even exist. It's just that sheer joy they make you feel.
Yeah. You know, and everybody that's listening right now, they are incredible, and we thank them for listening, because they're why we exist.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you, everyone.
As a matter of fact, it's outstanding.
It is.
Hey, hey, baby, turn me around, yeah, show me the sights. You you gotta show me the sounds. I feel a little empty and I just can't decide, but I think it's probably because you are downright outstanding. I will say it again, outstanding, don't know where to begin. It's something out the ordinary, nothing you've seen. It's everything I dream of, it's outstanding. Your smile sheds the light of a thousand suns. No matter how high I jump, I can't reach. I'm too far away and I can't seem to take it standing. Stretching on my tippy toes, it feels outstanding. Pretty, pretty world in the endless sky. Still I'm wishing on the twinkle of your sweet eyes. So far away, I have no way of understanding. Why is it you have to be so outstanding? Exciting, baby, show me the works. Yeah, show me your wheels. I wanna see how they turn inside. I'm hesitant, insecure, a little shy, but I know my worth. I change my mind all the time, can't decide where to go. Sights, you gotta show me the sounds. I feel a little empty and I just can't decide, but I think it's probably because you are downright outstanding. I will say it again, outstanding, don't know where to begin. It's something out the ordinary, nothing you've seen. It's everything I dream of, it's outstanding. Your smile sheds the light of a thousand suns. No matter how high I jump, I can't reach. I'm too far away and I can't seem to take it standing. Stretching on my tippy toes, it feels outstanding. Pretty, pretty world in the endless sky. Still I'm wishing on the twinkle of your sweet eyes. So far away, I have no way of understanding. Why is it you have to be so outstanding? Exciting, baby, show me the works. Yeah, show me your wheels. I wanna see how they turn inside your head. I know it's something crazy, but I can't put my finger on it. Thoughts are hazy, it's a feeling that I just can't describe. I wanna know all about, wanna see what's inside. It's something out the ordinary, nothing you've seen. It's everything I dream of, it's outstanding. Your smile sheds the light of a thousand suns. No matter how high I jump, I can't reach. I'm too far away and I can't seem to take it standing. Stretching on my tippy toes, it feels outstanding. Pretty, pretty world in the endless sky. Still I'm wishing on the twinkle of your sweet eyes. So far away, I have no way of understanding. Why is it you have to be so outstanding? One of a kind, bright as the stars, light of my life, stealing my heart all of the time. Nothing I do will change that fact. You know, you know, you know. Your smile sheds the light of a thousand suns. No matter how high I jump, I can't reach. I'm too far away and I can't seem to take it standing. Stretching up my tippy toes, it feels outstanding. Pretty, pretty world in the endless sky. Still I'm wishing on the twinkle of your sweet eyes. So far away, I have no way of understanding. Why is it you have to be so outstanding? Unreal, baby, show me your stuff. Yeah, show me the world. I wanna see how you strut. Inside closed doors, you hide and I can't see. I want you stepping up, coming out to see me. It's a little bitty thought I cannot explain. I just wanna get to know your sunny eyes all the same. It's something out the ordinary, nothing you've seen. It's everything I dream of, it's outstanding.
Your smile sheds the light of a thousand suns. No matter how high I jump, I can't reach. I'm too far away and I can't seem to take it standing. Stretching on my tippy toes, it feels outstanding. Pretty, pretty world and the endless sky. Still I'm wishing on the twinkle of your sweet eyes. So far away, I have no way of understanding. Why is it you have to be so outstanding? La, 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 da, 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 da.
Happy Yami Horengekio. It's a good chant. It does work. You can affect your own karma and even people that have gone on. You can affect their karma. You know, so it's said. Mm-hmm. That's when Lee Arnold actually turned me into Buddhism, which I like to know a little about all of it. Let me ask you something. What do you and your friends, you're totally into music. Mm-hmm. What do you feel about people your age and the future, your future in this country and where this country is going? And what are your hopes for this country?
Oh man, I'm hoping stuff turns around. I see a lot of my friends are going through some hard times right now. We all are, and I hope we can turn it around. I mean, that's all there is to it. I'm looking forward to the future. I think the younger generation, we have a lot of really active and just wonderful people out there, and just kind of waiting to see what happens, I guess.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is, we have, you know, just like they have, you know, some people have money and power. We can express our opinion. Now, we have the computer. I mean, what's wrong with sending a congressman a note saying, if you don't vote our way, we're not going to vote for you again? You know?
Right.
But we can make an effect. Even if you send in a dollar, like I know with my book, you know, some people couldn't afford the 20-something dollars, you know. And
mm-hmm.
So I could feel how tight it is out there, you know, and I could feel it, you know, myself. We all feel it. But the thing is, I don't know, for some reason I feel hope, even though the world is in such chaos. You know, do you and your friends talk about this kind of stuff ever?
Occasionally, yeah. Yeah, we try to stay optimistic.
Well, you're the generation. I think the fifth generation after Woodstock, I'm not quite sure, but I mean, I think that you are the chosen ones, and you are the reincarnation of the Woodstock Nation. I really do. You have the same spirit, the same love of music, and it's just a matter of, you know, everybody doing, even if it's a little bit, doing whatever they can to make sure that their voice is heard, you know, and that we're not just, you know, put on reservations somewhere because we don't agree with somebody.
Right, right.
And I say that with no reservation. So anyway, memory. Why'd you write memory?
Memory. Oh, gosh. This is the first one I wrote on my album, North of Normal. It's about that moment when you close your eyes and you just get lost in this incredible memory that you have from the past. And that no matter how much time has passed, it just takes you back to this place and brings back the happiness.
Right. Who is your favorite artist singer?
Oh, man. Oh, that's a tough one. I have so many. Jimi Hendrix and the Beatles, to Kobe Calais, and Roberta Flack, Panic at the Disco. I mean, it's a wide variety. I have an appreciation for so many different types of music.
Yeah, but it's strange because as a guy who's done a lot of records, I hear some kind of a jazz influence in you, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Really, I was
right
listening, and I was listening again. I really heard like a. It's interesting because you know, you do add jazz into it. It's almost like rock. It's almost like rock jazz. It's cool.
Awesome.
I think that's what makes it different, you know. And you know why, you know, I want to have you on the show because I heard it and I said, "Wow," you know.
Thank you so much.
So, if I'm correct, the next song is
Memory.
You and me. here reminiscing about the way it used to be with you and me. Wondering and wishing that we could rewind the time and just breathe deeply in now. Turn back the clock, ease your mind, close your eyes and please breathe deeply in now. Just relax, come with me, hold on tight, memory.
Once upon a memory, we were so free, we lived the dream. Let go, it's haunting me. Beautiful memory. A smile spreads across my face. I recollect that gorgeous day. Happiness abides in my beautiful memory. So long ago. Even though it seems like yesterday, we shared these moments so long ago. The memories are lasting a lifetime, they're fresh as ever. I breathe deeply in now. Turn back the clock, ease your mind, close your eyes and please breathe deeply in now. Just relax, come with me, hold on tight, memory.
Once upon a memory, we were so free, we lived that dream. Let go, it's haunting me. Beautiful memory. A smile spreads across my face. I recollect that gorgeous day. Happiness abides in my beautiful memory.
Just like before, you fade away so quickly. I've got no time to catch my breath. Just like before, I'm diving into you, it's deja vu over and over, baby. Breathe deeply in now. Turn back the clock, ease your mind, close your eyes and please breathe deeply in now. Just relax, come with me, hold on tight.
It really is the spirit of the Woodstock Nation, and actually it's really just a bunch of friends getting together in my den, you know, with Rebecca, the Seaman, and actually with it could be a half a million of you. I mean, it blew my mind when Z-Man was telling me we're getting, you know, kids from Hong Kong, you know.
Wow.
I was sitting against the wall. Well, you know, it just means that people do want to hear music that they haven't heard and that they just did the trip that we're on, and other parts of the country is sort of falling in, I think. Don't you think, Z-Man?
Definitely.
I do. Really? Remember, you're the morning show in Hong Kong.
You're right.
It's 20 till noon in Hong Kong right now, tomorrow.
So I could say, everybody in Hong Kong, would you pass me a spare rib, please? Oh, no, I had ribs tonight. I had baby back. I had St. Louis ribs. I had collard greens. Yeah. Big And I don't like that, but since my sister was here, I had to put that in. That was sort of cool about my sister. That was touching because, you know, I went into the music world and my whole family disappeared for years because I was so involved, you know. Mm-hmm. Now that mom and dad, it's my sister and me, and, you know, and it's like, that's who we have. And it was so good to connect finally after all these years. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Life is good, you know. No matter what you're going through, life is good. You can always find something good in your life.
Amen.
No matter how bad it may be.
Yeah.
So what are we playing? Are we playing Domino right now, or what are we playing, Z-Man? I lost.
That's our next cut is Domino.
Okay, good. That's very good, because actually we are only 1 minute off our schedule. Isn't that weird, Rebecca? We don't even watch it. We don't even watch the schedule, and it just so happens, even with all the extraneous talk, we always wind up pretty much within a minute.
It just works out, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like the instant karma or something.
The
gods are shining on us tonight. Now, if I could only remember the next song is Domino and not forget it, we'll be in good shape.
You say you like the way it feels and you're so high. Your soul is crumbling and your body's slowly dying. It's always on your mind, constantly despite. It's tearing you apart, you're still in denial. You're falling like a domino, once you trip you lose control. You try to grab onto the rail but sink into that charcoal tail. Takes away the pain, but when the buzz is gone, the feeling left is your dismay. I wanna help you out so you can win this race. I wanna help you out, this song could be your saving grace. You're falling like a domino, once you trip you lose control. You try to grab onto the rail but sink into that charcoal tail. Your tear-filled eyes, I hear the panic in your voice while you are flying high. You better hurry, come down quickly from the cloud. Before you hurt yourself, you're quickly falling down, down, down. You're falling like a domino, down. Once you trip, you lose falling control down. You try to grab onto the rail but sink into that charcoal tail.
Welcome back, you know. Great night for music, you know, great night to have a good time. Great night to turn to the person next to you if you're not alone and say, you know, I really love you, you know, and it's great we could spend this time together because it's so valuable, the time that we do spend together. That's what makes us what we are, you know, that we give of ourselves. Just going to throw in, because everybody's heard a million times, because just Rebecca's, you know, music, just made me feel like I just wanted to play. We're all playing in the same band because, you know, I also picked up, and Rebecca and I were talking, I really pick up a strong jazz influence, and which is sort of puts Rebecca in a good time because at college radio, a lot of new jazz is being played, you know, and Rebecca didn't pick up on it, but she did after I said it, you know. It's sort of cool, you know, it's sort of very cool. So, let's just listen to World Playing in the Same Band. By the way, was written by Bert at Woodstock. May his soul rest in peace, a very dear friend. And four albums later, we'll just play World Playing in the Same Band, and then we'll get back to Rebecca and another Rebecca song.
We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing. finally playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning finally.
Rebecca, and I was also whistling the theme to the Andy Griffith Show, which sort of got us laughing. What is your dream for Rebecca Mulhane? I mean, what is your, you know, like, where would you like to be this time next year? You know,
I just want to be performing. I just want to share my music. I want to write and. That's it. I just want to share it. I want to perform. I want to sing all the time.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of friends?
Do I have a lot of friends? I have. I'm blessed to have some pretty amazing people in my life, yes.
Yeah, that's really great because, you know, at my point, you know, of life, you know, you look and you see, like, who you really your friends are.
Right.
Actually, even though with five, almost except 15 away from 5,000 on Facebook, I really feel that there's about 3,000 real friends.
You know, right.
You know, that's why I post on it, because we should all share with each other whatever that could help the other person get through the night, you know?
Yes. Thank you, yes.
Yeah, because we don't really have to be afraid, because there's a lot of us, and we all love each other. And, you know, once we acknowledge that, boy, it makes life a lot better. You know, like I said, every day is a Sunday, you know?
So, I can say about it. That's great. Yeah.
Well, you know, you said pretty good with "Cannot Help It" because I've listened to this 3 times. It's a good song, and you know,
yeah.
If the show's still going, we'll just talk and say goodnight. And you could. By the way, where is your record available? How do people get it?
My album "North of Normal" is available on iTunes right now. So you can go check it out there.
Right. All right, well, you know what? You know, there's other moves you have to make. Anything I know that I could help you with, I'll tell you, you know.
And, thank you so much.
Oh, no, thank you so much. What a great night and great music and everything. You know, that's because we cannot help it. Right, Z-Man?
insecure, a little shy, but I know my worth. I change my mind all the time, can't decide where to go in life. You appear, it seems to be a twist of reality. I can't decide, I've lost my mind. It's like I take one step forward and three steps back, second guess myself and I fall like that. Every time I think I see you coming, it's no use, you always have me running. I decide, I know for sure, but I end up where I was before. All messed up and waiting for a hint, I'm in love with you and I cannot help it. I'm uncertain, so confused. Steps back, second guess myself and I fall like that. Every time I think I see you coming, it's no use, you always have me running. I decide, I know for sure, but I end up where I was before. All messed up and waiting for a hint, I'm in love with you and I cannot help it. Dizzy, lost inside, I start to see three souls spinning, I am in a tizzy. Confused, incomplete love story. Sanity defeated before me. You stand there, forget to acknowledge my presence. You tend to do it often, drive me crazy, just a little loony. So distracted now, so confused. Back. Second guess myself and I fall like that. Every time I think I see you coming, it's no use, you always have me running. I decide, I know for sure, but I end up where I was before. All messed up and waiting for a hint, I'm in love with you and I cannot take it. One step forward, three steps back. Second guess myself and I fall like that.
Icon Artie Kornfeld, one of the most successful writers in rock history, with over 65 songs on the chart and over 120 platinum records as composer, publisher, producer, performer, manager, and promoter, comes the official memoir and tell-all story of growing up in the culture of American music. From Artie's breakthrough as the first vice president of rock in the music industry, to his collaboration with some of the biggest legends in music, to the building of a nation, the Woodstock Nation. Continuing in the footsteps of his mother, Shirley Kornfeld, who fought segregation by organizing freedom rides in the 1950s and 60s, Artie has been committed to fighting for freedom since childhood. This memoir is a look into the soul of the development of the rock culture through the eyes of someone who has been on the inside from the beginning, through Woodstock 69 and beyond, to a new spirit of the Woodstock Nation. It's your mind, and that's all.